This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. In April, Little Diomede residents relied on melting snow and runoff for drinking water for 11 days. Running water was restored to the community, but local experts say some problems need fixed before the system is fully functional. According to Laura Shea with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, part of the limited information her department received was that the water tank was inoperable and the system was having issues.
We have heard that they also had some sort of failure in their system. We're not sure. It may have been a pump failure. As a result of that, the main tank is either fully or partially frozen. So the system is non-operational. We don't have a lot of details on what caused it or why that is.
Rachel Lee is the director of the Office of Environmental Health for Norton Sound Health Corporation. Lee says a myriad of issues caused the system to stop working. Those issues include rust buildup in the water storage tank, which impacted the circulation pump, the old outdated pressure pump failed, and water froze in the tank after the heating system went down. The tribal coordinator for Little Diomede, Francis Azena, says the local school had to shut down and this became an emergency situation. Without help from Norton Sound Health Corporation, she says the community could have fared worse. Lee says it took 3 days for the remote maintenance workers to assess a system and make repairs. The main source of filtered water is accessible from the Washateria. Besides that, the small island community only has runoff from the mountain and melted snow available to them. Ozena collects water from the snow and melts it for drinking, but it still requires filtering before she uses it, she says. Ozena says a water operator typically collects water during the summer, starting in June once things thaw, and makes sure that the tank is filled for the entire winter season. The local water operator position currently is vacant, but Lee says once the community identifies someone to fill that role, then Norton Sound Health Corporation can train them on Diomede's water system and help alleviate future issues. To read that story and more, go to knba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.